If you do not know Aurum, Aurum is a very... Yeah, it looks so sophisticated and so chilled out type of vibe restaurant. It is quite upmarket, in my opinion, if you ask me, because I looked at the pictures on social media, or rather on their website, and man, oh man, can I tell you right now, I want to go and have breakfast. So yeah, it's all good things when it comes to chow and good music. Right now, I have got Derek Kunene on the line, who is the guy who's managing and running the place. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks. And how are you?
Fabulous, fabulous.
That's right, man. You are speaking to Shimi, and I'm also known as the Gaijin. This is the Weekend Breakfast on UJFM. I am so interested in finding out about the restaurant that you are currently running and managing. It is Aurum, am I correct?
Yes, you are correct. It's Aurum, situated in currently the tallest building in Africa.
Wow.
We are on the seventh floor. Just to give you a little bit of insight about Aurum. Aurum is a Latin word meaning gold. So from our food, drinks, ambience, atmosphere, service, we try to be at a gold level standard.
Wow, pretty interesting. You know, like I mentioned earlier when we kickstarted the interview, was that from what I could see, because I've never been there, right? So, but from what I could see on the website earlier on, man, oh man, it looks lush. It looks exquisite, and it looks quite expensive. Is it expensive?
not at all. Our menu, when it comes to food and drinks, is very affordable. We're not that expensive at all. We do have the space. Nice pool, like on a weekend, can bring your family, sit at the poolside, eat, dine in the restaurant. We're currently having two spots, right on level 7, which is Octobar. Octobar is a more vibey place where you have your deep soul house music playing there during the day. Then a little bit formal, but formally informal inside the restaurant, where you've got the wine library and the restaurant itself.
Okay. All right. So who is Derek Kunene, and how did you land this position of being the leader or manager of the space?
Okay. Derek is a young old man born in Mbangeni back in 1983. I found my feet into the industry at the end of 2000. Not meaning to work or in the industry, but I fell in love with the industry. I landed this job through a gentleman by the name of Paolo Santo, who used to run Gem Alley.
Oh, nice. So that means you've been in this game now for like 20 years already.
Yes, I've been in this game for 20 years.
Then how would you describe your leadership style after having gained all this experience in all these 20 years?
Leading by example is one of the qualities a manager should have. And the experience I've got, the industry has changed quite a bit, but the principle is still the same. The goal you have to achieve is to make sure each and every client that walks into your establishment walks up a happy man or woman.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. So the restaurant currently now we're talking about, which is Aurum. How long has it been in business? And how does one go beyond the conventional sense of sustainability in your line of work, specific to Aurum?
Okay, Aurum has been open since the 22nd of January. That is actually this year.
Okay.
COVID happened. We shut down. Then we reopened on level 4, where we did takeaways, and now we're open almost to full capacity. When it comes to sustainability of the actual business, referring to Aurum, it's all about, as I say, making the guests happy and making sure that they come in the next day and the next day and the next day. We try to build
yeah,
a world-class service.
Yes. So I definitely think I must come and visit, maybe have some kind of lunch perhaps with my family, because you say we can come through with family. It's not just a place to come and chill, have good vibes and a lot of music, and we can actually come chill with the family.
You can come chill with the family. If you've got kids, we've got a lovely pizza oven that offers exquisite taste in pizzas. We do have burgers for the kids. For the adults, it's the norm. The fish, a lovely fillet. We've got chicken. Yeah.
Okay. We've
got everything.
Nice. So earlier on, you mentioned that you guys opened in January, and then obviously with the lockdown having taken place, I think you guys only started doing takeouts, I think level 4, you said. So my concern there would be specifically your staff. You know, how do you keep them motivated during this stressful time and with the stressful shifts I'm sure that you guys also keep?
As a company, through our shareholder, Mr. Santo, we had a dine plan voucher plan, where a guest purchased a voucher, then the entire amount went to the staff to keep them going during the COVID era. Yes, as a business, we try as much as possible to keep the staff motivated, and the only way to motivate the staff is to show that you care, give something back to the staff.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Derek, for your time. And I am definitely looking forward to at least visiting the restaurant myself with the family. And who knows, I might just pop in there and say, what's up? And you can meet me in person as well.
I'll hold you to your word, Dave.
Definitely, definitely. So you can put a face to this voice. And same with me, put a face to your voice as well.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a lovely, lovely day further.
Same to you. Have a lovely day, and thank you so much for having me on your show.
No problem. All right, then.